因为选读经文是取自创世纪的第41:14-16, 25-41.
Scripture reading for today is in the book of Genesis, chapter 41, verses 14 to 16 and verses 25 to 41.
我们要用启应方式来读，先用中文读，用英文读出。
We'll be reading this responsively, first in Chinese and then in English.
创世纪第41:14-16, 25-41。法老随即差人去召约瑟，他们便急忙带他出监，他就剃头割面换衣裳，进到法老面前。法老对约瑟说：我做了一梦，没有人能解。我听见人说：你听了梦就能解。约瑟回答法老说：这不在乎我，神必将平安的话回答法老。约瑟对法老说：法老的梦乃是一个，神已将所要做的事指示法老去。七只好母牛是七年，七个好穗子也是七年，这梦乃是一个。随后上来的七只又枯瘦又丑陋的母牛是七年，那七个虚空被东风吹焦的穗子也是七年，有时七个方年。这就是我对法老王说，神已将所要做的事显明给法老了。今日遍地必来七个大丰年，随后又要来七个丰年，甚至埃及都忘了先前的丰收，全地必被风干所灭。那以后的飓风甚大，便不觉得先知的丰收了。至于法老两回做梦，是因神命定这事，而且必速速成就。所以法老当是一个有聪明有智慧的人，派他治理埃及地。法老当这样行，又派官员管理这地。当七个丰年的时候，正收埃及地的五分之一。那个中年将丰年一切的丰收聚集为起，聚集五谷，收存在各城里做物，归于法老的手下。所积蓄的粮食可以防备埃及地将来的七个荒年，免得这地被饥荒所灭。他一切臣仆都以这事为妙。法老对臣仆说：像这样的人，有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能找这得着呢？你这事都指示你，可以没有听取是聪明的人。你可以掌管我的家，我的民都必听你的话，唯独在宝座上我比你大。个老又对约瑟说：我派你治理埃及全地。
Let us read this responsively. Genesis chapter 41. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and he was quickly brought from the dungeon. When he had shaved and changed his clothes, he came before Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I had a dream, and no one can interpret it, but I have heard it and said of you that you have heard. I cannot do it, Joseph replied to Pharaoh, but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh are one and the same. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads of grain are 7 years. It is one and the same dream. Seven ugly cows that came up afterward are 7 years, and so are the seven worthless heads of grain scorched by the east winds. They have 7 years of famine. It is just as I said to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt, but 7 years of famine will follow them. Then all the abundance in Egypt will be forgotten, and the famine will ravage the land. The abundance in the land will not be remembered because the famine that follows will be so severe. The reason the dream was given to Pharaoh in two forms is that the matter has been firmly decided by God, and God will do it soon.
Now let the Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man, put him in charge of the land of Egypt.
Let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance.
They should collect all the food of these good years that are coming
and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the city for food. This food shall be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt so that the country may not be ruined by the famine.
The plan seems good to Pharaoh and to all his officials.
So Pharaoh asked them, "Can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the Spirit of God?"
And Pharaoh said to Joseph,
"Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning
and wise as you.
You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you." So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt." May God bless the readers and hearers of his words. Pastor Thomas Mack will give us the message, what God is about to do.
Good morning, everyone.
在我哋今日话嚟庆祝父亲节嘅时候
，as we are on the day of a celebration for Father's Day，
我更加要多谢我哋天上嘅父亲。
But more importantly, we should be thanking our heavenly Father.
我哋嘅天上嘅父亲比我哋地上任何嘅父亲都更加好。
Our heavenly Father is so much better than any fathers on earth.
雖然地上的父親會有疏忽,
though the earthly fathers might be neglectful,
但我們的天上的父親從來都是美好,
but our heavenly Father is always perfect.
讓我們今天來聚集去敬拜祂的時候,
so when we gather here to worship Him today,
我們聚集來聽我們天上的父親對我們說話的時候,
and as we gather to listen to what God has to say to us,
求聖靈預備我們的心,
may the Holy Spirit prepare our hearts.
我們先一起來祈禱。
Let us all pray.
天父，我們多謝你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天是應該去稱讚感謝你的一日。
Today is a day of praise and thanksgiving.
因為你不單止將萬物都賜給我們,
not only did you give everything to us,
好保存我們的生命,
to sustain our lives,
你更加將耶穌基督,你自己兒子賜過給我們,
you gave us your one and only Son, Jesus Christ,
好叫我們不至滅亡,反而在祂裡面得到永生,
so that we will not perish, but have eternal life in Him.
也多謝主你,藉著每一次的講道去,
thank you, Lord, that every time with the preaching of the sermon, you speak to us.
求主你今日都与我们同在。
May you be with us today.
当我讲和Kathy和Doris翻译的时候,
as I preach and as Doris and Kathy interpret,
和会众一同来坐在这里听的时候,
and as the congregation and friends are here to listen,
你的聖靈與我們同在,
may the Holy Spirit be with us,
加長祝福,
to give us abundant blessing.
我们祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们今天这个年轻这一代都在个网络和手机上面长大。
Today, youth have grown up within the social media and all the internet devices.
我就以为我们的人生就好像个网络世界那么样。
So they feel that life is like what is on the net.
能够知道好多个嘢。
That they could know many, many things.
有好多个自由，有好多个选择。
Lots of freedom, lots of choices.
我哋 game over 玩完之后可以再嚟个。
When the game is over, we can repeat it.
但系我哋现实嘅世界并非系咁嘅样。
But real life is not like that.
冇我哋想象中咁丰足同埋咁稳定。
It is not as we imagined it to be, as abundant or as secure.
某人一句嘅说话就可以引起战争。
Just a word from someone can start a war.
引起股市嘅下落。
And it can start the collapse of the stock market.
引起嘅政治嘅不安。
And it can incur political unrest.
作为年轻人嘅父母。
As parents of today's youth.
你哋同佢哋一样都需要神。
You, like them, need God.
做父母的不单只是在生活上去供应他们。
As parents, not only are you to provide their daily needs,
你都要我都要照着神的话语去教导他们敬畏神和信靠神。
We need to obey God's word so that they will revere the Lord.
而神也都去透过这个圣经。
And God through The Bible.
在圣经里面都讲到，我哋讲有讲讲过雅各同约瑟嘅故事。
And it talked about the story of Jacob and Joseph.
有讲过摩西同大卫嘅生平。
And talk about the lives of Moses and David.
神点样样喺佢哋成长嘅过程嘅里面，系去磨练佢哋。
How God trained them up and sharpen them during their years of maturation.
装备他们成为一个成熟又能够被神所用的人。
To equip them so that they may mature and be used by God.
预备他们能够做一个父亲，做一个丈夫，和做一个领袖。
To prepare them so that they can become a father, a leader.
在圣经里面讲到很多这些这样的故事。
And there are many, many stories like that in the Bible.
神怎样引导和统治世界上所发生一切的事情。
How God leads and how God is sovereign over everything that happens on earth.
神怎样管理我们人的每一个决定，每一个行动。
And God is overrule everything that we determine and that we decide.
等所有一切嘅事情嘅发生都能够达到神所安排嘅目标。
That everything that happens would be used to achieve God's plan.
呢一切都系为咗神嘅荣耀。
All these are for God's glory.
今日我嚟睇创世记嘅经文里面。
Today, as we read the scripture from the book of Genesis,
我们看到神怎么样在约瑟这个年轻人身上去的工作。
We see how God works in this young man, Joseph.
上几次我讲到他17岁的约瑟被他哥哥卖了给人去做奴隶。
The last few sermons, I had talked about how the 17-year-old Joseph was sold as slaves by his siblings.
跟着他被主人的妻子去诬告要坐监。
Then he was falsely accused by his master's wife and he was imprisoned.
他帮到人解梦之后又被人忘记了。
And he interpreted others' dreams, but he was forgotten by these people.
在人他认为一切的希望都幻灭的时候。
And when people think that all their hopes had become had vanished.
啊，呢张安约瑟佢喺度安静嘅等候神。
But we see how Joseph very quietly and very stillly to wait for God.
啊，作者话呢度佢话有耶和华去与佢同在。
The author of Genesis tells us that God was with Joseph.
啊，佢知道约瑟所做嘅一切都顺利。
That everything that Joseph did was smooth.
啊，虽然佢喺个困苦嘅里面。
Though he did suffer.
约瑟啊，佢冇埋怨。
Joseph never complained.
佢好尽心嘅。好用心嘅，將咗佢擺佢手上嘅事情都做好。
And everything that he did it with his heart and diligently.
啊，將佢主人家嘅同埋喺監獄坐緊監嘅監獄裏面每樣嘢都打理得井井有條。
He would take care of everything when he was in prison and while he was enslaved.
啊，使人睇到神與佢嘅同在。
So that people could see the presence of God with Joseph.
啊，而將一切都交托俾佢一個，俾佢去管理。
And so things become, and then he was able to be in charge with everything.
啊，只係仲冇啊，約失咗自己所要渴望嘅嘢。
But still, Joseph still hadn't obtained what he so longed for.
约瑟佢希望能够回复个自由身，你翻翻去佢屋企。
Joseph wanted to become free and be able to return home.
啊，约瑟佢虽然冇办法知道神喺佢身上嘅计划系乜嘢。
Though Joseph did not know what God's plan was for him.
但你睇到佢仍然系要相信神。
But we see that he still trusted the Lord.
啊，神会喺佢嘅眼前嘅试炼嘅里面与佢同在。
God was with him through thick and thin, through his trials.
啊，呢个系勇气，呢一个先系信心。
That's courage. That is faith.
啊，佢所求嘅唔单止喺即刻离开佢眼前嘅困难。
What he had asked for was not just what was in front of him, a situation that he wanted to get out of.
在困难的里面，他仍然去亲近神。
But even in difficult circumstances, he was still close to God.
在那里他学习去信靠神。
There, he learned to trust God.
在等候神那个时间的来临。
And to wait for God's timing.
终于十三年之后。
Eventually, 13 years later,
啊，神俾佢嘅时候终于嚟到啦。
God's time had arrived.
啊，喺第头先到我读嘅第41章嘅里面。
And what we had just read in chapter 41.
啊，神藉着呢个梦，将佢所要做嘅事去讲俾法老听。
And through dreams, God was telling. What God wants the Pharaoh to do.
但系佢法老发咗呢个梦，但系佢又唔明白，佢心里头好唔安乐。
Though the Pharaoh dreamed the dreams, but he couldn't understand it, and he didn't have peace.
啊，正如上一次所讲嘅坐监嗰个酒政同埋箭长一样。
Just like last time when we heard of the dreams of the cupbearer and the baker.
就算埃及所有嘅人都唔能，嗰啲術士都解唔到佢哋嘅夢。
And all the Pharaoh's magicians and wise men couldn't interpret the dreams.
喺呢個時候，呢個酒政先至想翻起當日同佢解夢嘅嗰個約瑟。
It was only then that the cupbearer remembered how Joseph interpreted the cupbearer's dream.
於是佢即刻推薦俾法老同埋引約瑟入宮。
Therefore, he immediately recommended that Joseph be led to the palace.
啊，我上次講咧，古時嘅時候，夢係嗰啲神明要去同人溝通嘅方法之一。
And I also mentioned last time that God used in the old times dreams to tell people what his will is.
The
Pharaoh dreamed two dreams. The first dream, the Pharaoh was near the River Nile, and he saw seven very strong and very plump cows. And these cows came out of the Nile, and then they started grazing on the grass. And then after that, there were seven other cows who were ugly and who were very thin. These very thin and ugly cows ate the strong and the plump cows.
才使法老驚醒了。So
the Pharaoh was awakened from his dream.
接著他又發過第二個夢。Then
he had another dream.
這次他夢見有一鍋麥子。And
this time he dreamed of seven heads of grain.
有一鍋麥子,他生了七個又飽滿又靚的屎粒。These
seven heads of grains were really nice and very abundant.
但之後,他又生了七個又瘦又弱小的屎粒。But
then, afterwards, there were seven ugly heads of grain that came up.
好像剛才那樣,吃了之前那七粒又飽滿又靚的屎粒。Just
like before, these ugly heads of grains ate the beautiful and strong heads of grain.
這兩個夢都是這樣。So
these were the two dreams.
之後來的,醜樣的,
the one that came afterwards, the ones that were ugly,
吃了之前,那些飽滿又靚的,
would eat the ones that came before them that were plump and that were good looking.
那約瑟他怎樣去解釋這個夢?
So Joseph interpreted the dreams.
他說七個就代表這個七年。
Number seven represents 7 years.
先是有七年的豐收。
At the beginning, there would be 7 years of abundant harvest.
然後跟著來的有七年的饑荒。
Then would come 7 years of famine.
之後來的七年的饑荒是多麼大。
And the ones that came afterwards, those 7 years had severe famine.
大到埃及人都不記得之前他曾經有過七年的豐收。
The famine was so severe that the Egyptians couldn't even remember those previous 7 years when they had abundant harvest.
他全地都會被這個饑荒去毀滅。
And this whole land would be destroyed by the famine.
神給法老這兩個夢是要法老去知道。
And God gave these two dreams to the Pharaoh so that the Pharaoh would know.
雖然法老他被稱為是神的兒子。
Even though the Pharaoh claims that he is a son of God.
但耶和華的權柄比法老王更加大。
But Yahweh's authority is so much greater than Pharaoh's.
神比代表生命的尼羅河更加大。
God is greater than the River Nile that represents life.
神才是宇宙和大自然一体的创造主。
Only God is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
在原文里面,两个梦用的字都是一样。
In the original text, the root word for dreams was the same.
这样的重复是更加确定神给的是一个梦。
So the repetition of that word It represents that the dreams were one of the same and it's of the same message.
这个信息就说那个很严重仔都人灭亡的饥荒快要来了。
The message was that this dire, severe famine is fast approaching.
你听我们听到这个信息的人你快点来预备啦。
Those who are in the hearing of this message, you better come quick.
是不是有些好像挪亚在洪水要来的时候这样呼唤人一样呢？
Does it remind you of when before the flood came, how Noah was calling the people?
是不是有些好像耶稣在呼召罪人来悔改相信福音的这样呢？
And that Jesus was calling people to repent.
在我们今天人我们以为我们平安的时候
So nowadays when we feel that we are secure
在我们以为我们可以尽情吃喝玩乐有很多东西玩的时候
And when we think that we can live merrily and play and have fun
而不知道原来神的日子要快要来了
But we don't realize the day of the Lord is coming
世人需要听到这个耶稣基督的福音的传讲
PeopleOf this world needs to hear the proclamation of the gospel.
这个是神给我们教会的使命，给我们教会的工作。
This is the mission that God gives our church.
跟着讲到约瑟，他所以被法老王所喜悦。
And we also hear about how Pharaoh was pleased with Joseph.
不单止啊，因为他有解梦嗰个智慧同埋能力。
Not only because of Joseph's ability to interpret dreams,
而系喺佢俾法老王咗预备嗰个饥荒咗俾嗰几个建议。
But also Joseph gave a few suggestions to handle the famine.
第一句第33节他说要拣选一个有聪明有智慧的人派他去管理埃及地。
And in verse 33, he suggested that you need someone wise, someone discerning to be in charge.
第二就建议第34节就要派官员去管理一切。
And that the second suggestion in verse 34 is to appoint commissioners.
第三就是第34章就建立一个征收税务和一个储蓄的积蓄的体系。
And in verse 35, they are to establish a system that would be one of taxation and storage.
可能就在七个丰收这个年的时候。
So that those years of abundance
去积蓄去足够的粮食好预备跟着来那七年的饥荒
that they are to reserve and save enough for the next 7 years of famine
但是如果在这个丰收的时候讲饥荒是真的实在需要很大的信心
but when you are in the midst of abundanceAnd you are to tell people about the famine, you really need to have great confidence to do that.
但是这样才看得显出约瑟是有神同在的那个人。
So that we can see Joseph is one that has the presence of God with him.
看到法老毫不犹豫地将一切管理埃及全地的权柄交给他。
And so without even any doubt,Pharaoh gave Joseph the authority to be in charge.
当我们看到这里的时候
When we read up to now,
神将要做的事情是什么呢?
So what is God about to do?
神为什么要去来拯救这个埃及人让他不要灭亡呢?
Why does God want to...rescue these Egyptians so that they would not perish.
最直接的原因就是去保存生命。
The most direct is one to preserve life.
就要拯救埃及同埋附近嘅居民嘅生命。
To preserve and rescue the lives of Egypt and the surrounding areas.
包括在迦南地里面神的选民的雅各的一家。
Including the land of Canaan, his God's chosen people, Jacob's entire family.
神保存人的生命是出于神的怜悯。
So to preserve life that is out of the mercy of God.
我们记得当亚当犯罪之后，
We remember after Adam sinned,
神的审判 给他们审判是什么呢？
What was God's judgment toward Adam?
创世纪第三章十七十九话，地必因你的缘故去受到咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才能在地里面得到得吃的。地必因你而长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你必流汗满面，才得到糊口。
This is God's judgment toward Adam. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 to 19, Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread.
所以看到因为人犯罪之后有神的审判。
So we know that after man sinned, there is judgment from God.
在地上有天灾，有饥荒。
So that there will be natural disasters, there will be famine.
人在这里有疾病，有死亡。
There will be illnesses, there will be death.
人生就在我们在个苦难的里面去度过。
And life can, experienced suffering.
但是在神的护理的里面，
But in God's providence,
大自然我们看到仍然是有四季。
We still see the four seasons in nature.
有太阳，有雨水。
We see the sun, we see the rain.
好叫那些五谷能够继续生长，就有食物可以人可以吃。
So that the grains would continue to grow and then it will become food for men.
我们或者称这个为神的普遍的恩典。
We would call this God's common grace.
但好叫能够仍然保存人那个性命。
That God continues to sustain man's life.
也就是因着神立约那个恩典。
It is also God's covenantal grace,
神保存亚伯拉罕的后裔，
that God preserved the offsprings of Abraham.
他说好像天上的星和海边的沙那么多，
like the stars of the heaven and the sand of the beach.
也都在亚伯拉罕的后裔的里面，
and it is in the offsprings of Abraham.
他保存那个女人的后裔尼赛亚的来临。
God preserved the woman's offspring, the arrival of Messiah.
就是耶稣基督的来临，能够拯救万民。
The arrival of Jesus Christ, who comes to save all.
神也都保存我们今日我们属神的儿女的生的性命。
God also preserves His children's lives.
为了要能够在平安里面去度过度日子。
So that they may go through life in His peace.
将这个福音能够传给万民。
So that the gospel may be preached.
直到主的再来。
Until the return of our Lord.
就在神这个这么普遍的恩典的里面。
It is in God's common grace.
我们人能够得以存活。我们人能够得到存活。
That we can have eternal life.
去得到享受我们在世上的福气。
That we can enjoy the blessings on earth.
譬如我们能够有个工作，能够有个家庭。
That we can have jobs, that we can have families.
甚至我们能够有的儿女或者有个健康。
That we can have children, that we can have health.
让我们感谢主神了给我们的一切。
We thank God for everything that He's given us.
但係人生嘅目的啊，我哋人生目的唔單止淨係呢一啲嘅嘢。
But the purpose of life is not just these things.
啊，我哋嘅人生，我哋活著唔係淨係單單為咗我哋自己。
Our lives is not just for ourselves.
啊，但喺我哋喜樂嘅時候，或者就算係喺苦難嘅時候。
During good times and during bad times.
啊，就要喺我哋有呢啲嘢就經過呢啲嘢時候，就為咗要向去世人去宣告。
That we need to proclaim to the world.
啊，我哋嘅生命，我哋嘅存在係為咗神嘅榮耀。
Our lives, our existence is for the glory of God.
啊，呢一個焦點你一定要，我哋一定要搞清楚。
We must be really clear about this focal point.
唔好以為我哋有呢啲嘅祝福係神啊，就有呢啲嘢就神去祝福我哋。
That we don't mistake it by saying, oh, we have all these things, so this is God's blessing for us. We have these things because God wants us to glorify Him.
啊，雖然埃及喺十四年之後，佢仍然存留落嚟。
Though Egypt continued to exist after those 14 years,
啊，雖然神仍然保守我哋嘅家庭，啊，保守我哋嘅婚姻。
Though God sustain our families, sustain our marriages.
啊，神供应着我哋一切，供应我哋一切嘅需要。
God provides us everything that we need.
但系如果
，But if
如果罪恶仍然存留喺我哋生命嘅时候
，If sin continues to be in us，
导致到我哋今生同埋永生嘅灭亡
，And that would cause the us to perish this life and the life everlasting。
啊，再奇妙嘅看顾同埋保守都冇用，冇对我嚟讲系冇意义。
Anything that is to be provided for would become meaningless to us.
啊，所以神喺各样嘅事情嘅里面去动工。
So God works within everything.
啊，好引导我哋去得救。
So that it would lead us to salvation.
啊，使佢嘅子民能够可以悔改，可以去相信主。
So that His people will repent and will believe.
啊，并且好似约瑟咁喺未信嘅人嘅当中，能够成为一个见证。
And just like Joseph, that we become witnesses for God.
在未信的人当中可以见证神的大能和神的怜悯。
And among the unbelievers, we become the witnesses so that they can see God's love and God's mercy.
第三，神的恩典也帮助我们去成圣。
And also because of God's grace, it helps us to be sanctified.
就是帮助我们能够有神那个正洁 的品格。
To help us to have the holiness of God.
就算系我哋人喺我哋人最黑暗嘅时候，神系仍然喺度工作紧。
Even in our darkest hour, God is still working.
啊，我哋人会将呢个苦难吓当做一件好恶嘅事情。
Often when we look at suffering, we think that it is something very bad.
啊，我哋好想尽办法去尽快将呢个苦难去解决佢，或者离开佢。
We would try all sorts of things to get away from it or to get rid of it.
啊，但系更多嘅时候
，But oftentimes，
啊，神会就系用呢啲嘅苦难啊去重建我哋，同埋加深我哋同神之间嘅关系。
God used the suffering so that we may be renewed, so we may be closer to Him.
啊，就神就要用呢个苦难嚟去见证残留喺我哋里面嘅罪恶。
It is God would use these trials and suffering to rid of our sinfulness.
Yes. Yeah. 雖然我們現今不能夠，還未能夠完全了解神的計劃。
Though right now we don't know the entire plan of God.
我還未能夠看到我現在有什麼出路。
We may not be able to see what our future is like.
但是因為我在當中我能夠信靠神所給我們的應許。
But within it, we can continue to trust in God's promise.
我們就能夠有仍然繼續填信那個的安慰和力量。
That we would continue to have God's strength and comfort.
因為神那個更大的拯救更大的啟示在耶穌基督裡面。
Because God's salvation, God's grace is in Christ.
神藉著這個夢告訴我他將要做的事。
God used the dream to tell us what he is to do.
第一就是去保存生命。
First is to sustain life.
第二就是要完成在十三年前他給約瑟的那個夢。
Second is to fulfill what God had given as a promise to Joseph 13 years ago.
即是他的家人，即是說那個夢，他當時的夢就是他的家人都要向他下拜。
That the dream 13 years ago of Joseph was that his family would be bowing to Joseph.
但是就是因著這個夢。
It is from this dream.
本來是父親所寵愛的約瑟。
Joseph, who was his father's favorite,
但因著這個夢帶來給他有很多的苦難，很多的委屈。
But this particular dream brought him a lot of sufferings.
但在神的護理當中。
But in God's providence,
在適當的地方。
In the proper place,
這個地方就是當時他最強的國家埃及。
And in this, and this proper place is the place of Egypt, the most powerful nation on earth.
就亦都喺一個適當嘅時候。
And in the proper time.
就喺神同時報賜夢俾法老嗰個嘅時候。
And that proper time was when God gave the dreams to the Pharaoh.
可以睇到約瑟嘅田景開始有改變。
We can see that the circumstance of Joseph begins to change.
对每一段按照神所安排的次序去发生。
Everything was done according to what God had ordained.
在当中因着神的同在。
And it is within the presence of God.
还有约瑟当年就到的磨练。
And the training up of Joseph through his difficulties.
看到約瑟那個成熟。
We can see how Joseph had matured.
當他見到法老王的時候。
So when he met the Pharaoh.
那個謙卑的將他解夢的能力和榮耀都歸給神。
Joseph very humbly gave the capability and the glory of interpretation of dreams to God.
使人你看到這一切的安排都是出於神。
So that everybody can see everything is ordained by God.
於是13年之後他這一刻能夠被神去高舉。
So that 13 years later at this moment Joseph was exalted.
於是當約瑟去回顧過去的時候。
So that also when Joseph looked back
他有能力對他的兄長這樣說。
He had that strength to talk to his older brothers.
在創世記五章二十節他說，從前你們的意思是要害我，但是神的旨意是好的，為了要保存許多人的性命，要成就今日的光景。
As recorded in Genesis Chapter 50, verse 20, Joseph said, As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today.
呢个将我哋嘅目光指向我哋更大嘅我哋嘅救主耶稣基督。
And this even expanded our perspective to see our Savior Jesus Christ.
神用人间最大嘅嗰个嘅苦难。
God used the greatest suffering on earth.
去完成佢拯救人类嘅计划。
To complete His salvation plan for us.
好似约瑟咁，耶稣本来耶稣基督本来系神怀中最爱嘅嗰个独生子。
Like Joseph, Jesus was God's most beloved.
佢为咗遵行佢父神嘅旨意。
In order for Jesus to fulfill and obey his father's will.
佢降生去成为人。
He incarnated.
为了要将人从罪的奴役当中去拯救出来。
So that he can save people who've been enslaved by sin.
耶稣他经历这个贫穷。
Jesus went through poverty.
被人去藐视，被人去出卖。
He was despised, he was betrayed.
被人去诬告。
He was accused.
被鞭打。被脫去身上所有的衣服。
He was beaten and he was stripped of all his clothing.
他公開的羞辱的釘死在十字架上。
He was publicly humiliated while he was crucified on the cross.
因為他背負了人類的罪惡，他幾咁個痛的時候。
When he bore all the sins of this world,
连个啲父神都掩面都不看。
God's face was removed from him.
耶稣基督佢就为我哋经历咗呢个最大嘅苦难。
Jesus bore this suffering, this greatest suffering for us.
但佢冇去逃避。
But he didn't run away.
他顺从父神的旨意去饮了这个的苦杯。
He obeyed God's will and he drank the cup of wrath.
他一生去过这个完全又圣洁的生活去荣耀神。
He lived a perfect life to glorify God.
就算在他的被试探的里面，他都没有犯罪。
He never sinned even when he was tempted.
以致一切受试探的人可以来到耶稣那里。
So that those who've been tempted can come before Christ.
好像约瑟，好像你和我，当我们在个受试探受苦练的时候。
Just like Joseph, just like you and me, when we are going through trials and suffering.
可以来到耶稣那里去得到怜悯，去能够蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
We can come to Christ for His mercy, for His ever-present help.
所以神将耶稣佢升为至高。
So that God exalted Christ.
神赐俾耶稣佢嘅超乎万姓名之名，万名之上嘅名。
Then His name, Christ's name, is name above all names.
所以耶稣今日都邀请我哋。
So Jesus today invites us.
邀请我们来到他那里。
He invites us to come before him.
耶稣说我就是那个生命的粮。
And he says that I am the bread of life.
你来到我那里你必定不饿。
When you come to me, you will never be hungry.
你信我的永远都不渴。
You, those who believe in me shall never thirst.
就算在我们最大的饥荒的里面，
even in the greatest famine,
我们都可以来去到耶稣那里去得到饱足。
We can still come to Christ and be content.
以神将他过去在历史当中所做过的一切的事情。
God had, with all the things that had happened throughout history,
无论在他创造的里面,
whether it be in his creation,
在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的生平里面,
in the lives of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
我们今天读过约瑟, 一个大卫,
Joseph, David,
最後在耶穌基督所完成的所有的救贖的工作。
And in Jesus Christ who had fulfilled all that in salvation,
神就將這些一切的所有的救贖的歷史記載在我們的聖經的裡面。
This entire history of God's salvation is recorded in the Bible.
就在這個聖經的裡面。
And it is in the Bible.
神就給我們一個特別的啟示。
God gives us this very special revelation.
這個特別的啟示就要人去聽，知道之後能夠叫人去得救的智慧。
This revelation gives us the wisdom about salvation.
聖經寫下來就是為了要去鼓勵我們明白神祂究竟是怎樣去工作。
It is recorded in the Bible because He wants us to understand His work.
好叫我們能，好叫我們的信心能夠去得到激勵。
So that we can be inspired, that we can grow in our faith.
好叫能夠在聖經裡面去認識神，能夠有得到真正的智慧。
That we can get to know God and to receive true wisdom from His Word.
在那裡我們才能夠有正確的人生觀、價值觀。
It is only there that we can truly have life's view.
在聖經的裡面，我們看到神怎樣去的過去曾經怎樣的工作。
And in the Bible, we see how God had worked before.
今天祂仍然按照祂的本性來行事。
And today, He's still working according to all His attributes.
無論我們現在在什麼的處境的裡面，
No matter what circumstance we are under nowadays,
當我們覺得我們快要放棄的時候，
And when we think that we are giving up,
我拿起我們本聖經來讀，
Let us pick up our Bible and read it.
要求神去開啟祈禱，求聖靈開啟我們的心。
Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open your heart.
打開個聖經讀嘅時候，我哋能夠聽到得明白。
When we open the Bible, when we read it, we can hear, we can understand.
而當神仍然要我哋安靜等候嘅時候，
When God wants us to be still and to wait.
亦都讓在那個時候都讓我們跟弟兄姊妹一起的在個教會的裡面。
And that time we can be together with our brothers and sisters.
來到教會的裡面跟弟兄姊妹一同去敬拜神，去讚美神。
To come together with the brothers and sisters in Christ to worship and to praise God together.
就在那個讚美的裡面去落為看見天上敬拜那個榮美。
And through this worship, we can have a glimpse of what the eternal worship
is like.
When we feel that we've lost all hopes, we can have a taste of worship in heaven. And it's there that we may receive comfort.
所以做父親的，
Therefore, as fathers,
神在過去都藉了很多苦難去裝備我們。
God had equipped us through many trials.
正如神裝備約瑟一樣。
Just like how God had equipped Joseph.
所以無論你們是幾個忙都好，
No matter how busy you are,
都要特別分開一段的時間。
Set aside a time
做父親的帶領你們的兒女來到去敬拜神。
Fathers, lead your children to be close to God.
去一個家庭崇拜的時間。
Have a family worship time.
一起來讀聖經，一起去祈禱。
To read the Bible together, to pray together.
並且做父親的以身作則。
And fathers, be an example.
去積極地去參與教會的崇拜。
To actively be involved in a church.
參與教會的侍奉。
actively be in the worship and in the serving.
啊，去十一奉献。
To tithe.
啊，去传福音。
And to evangelize.
好叫你嘅儿女能够喺你身上学到你嘅神喺你身俾你嘅功课。
So that your children can learn from your example.
好叫佢哋喺呢个咁混乱嘅世代嘅里面去坚固佢哋嘅信心。
In this world that's filled with confusion, they can have this heart of faith.
最后到嗰日。
Then, at the end, during that day, end of the day.
耶稣基督再翻嚟嗰日。
The day of the Lord.
神最终要将佢要做嗰事情去完成嘅嗰一日。
That day when God would consummate everything.
喺嗰日，我哋就能够同神面对面。
That day we will be face to face with God.
喺嗰度，我哋睇面对面睇见神嗰个荣耀。
We can face to face and see God's glory.
啊，喺新天新地嘅里面，神要抹干我哋一切嘅眼泪。
In the new heaven and the new earth, God would wipe away all our tears.
我哋世上俾我哋嘅苦难，俾我哋嘅劳苦，带俾我哋好多嘅眼泪。
On earth there are many trials and suffering that would bring forth tears.
但喺嗰日嘅里面
，But on that day，
啊，唔再有死亡
，There will be no more death。
唔再有悲哀、哭号同埋中痛
，No mourning， no crying， no more pain。
耶稣基督的受苦
Jesus' suffering
为了要救我们去脱离罪恶
Because he wanted us to be saved from sin
在那里带我们去到他的荣耀的里面
So that he can bring us into his glory
耶稣基督就是那个被杀的羔羊
Jesus Christ was the slain lamb
这个被杀的羔羊
This lamb that was slain,
你已经完成了神主要做的一个事情。
He had fulfilled everything that God had commanded him to.
这个被杀的羔羊耶稣基督啊。
This lamb that was slain is Jesus Christ.
你是配得所有的荣耀、尊贵和赞美。
He is worthy of all glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
Amen.
我哋一齐起立，我哋会一齐嚟唱呢首嘅诗歌。
Let us all stand and sing this hymn together.
啊，天正之神
，God of our fathers.
啊，爸爸。Thank you.
得安康。就是祖先艰辛途中百姓爱合耶叫恩永远光明自我心窝中间贵重万代，我们一起祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我们多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
不单止为了无战争安乐去多谢你。
Not only are we here to thank you.
更加的，我们能够在你里面来到这个救恩，我们多谢你。
It is even more so that we thank you because we are in your grace.
就是因着你的苦难将我们带到去这个荣耀面前。
It is because of your suffering that you've brought us before you in your glory.
让我们能够遇尝到天上的荣耀，天上的喜乐。
That we may taste the heavenly glory and the heavenly joy.
好叫我哋嘅心能够得到力量，得到安慰。
That we may have strength and comfort.
求主帮助我哋每一日嘅生活嘅里面。
Lord, help us in our daily life.
充满着你嘅同在。
That we will be filled with your presence.
充满着你俾我哋嘅喜乐。
That we will be filled with your joy.
好叫我哋嘅生活去荣耀主你，带人去更多嘅认识你。
That we may glorify you and may bring people to get to know you.
我们祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray all these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.